Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Forever. Dog.
Warning, the following podcast contains quickly named food courts, two double beds becoming a quadruple bed, three-story cowboy boots, and tasteful 90s colors you'd find in a juice box commercial. All this, plus Jaquez Neal returns to talk Disney's All-Star Resorts on today's value-priced podcast, The Ride.
Welcome to Podcast The Ride, a theme park podcast hosted by three men who are only around sporting equipment if it's used as scenery at a novelty hotel. My name is Mike Carlson. Joining me as always, Jason Sheridan.
I love all the giant objects that populate these hotels.
Well, of course, but sporting equipment, when was the last time you were around it in an earnest way, other than it being at an Orlando resort?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's a really good point.
Surely, actually, no. Let me ask you, when was it? Do you know?
I don't know. I feel like playing with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Sporting equipment?
Yeah, what's
maybe
the equipment?
Maybe a small ball. I guess that's kind of a stuffed ball.
No, dog toys don't count.
Dog toys don't count.
A tennis ball would, though, I feel.
Scott Gardner here. Yes, a tennis ball that's actually earnestly for a human would count. With
earnest, they had to have made it with earnest intentions, and otherwise the tennis ball doesn't count.
Because it can't be like a cute dog ball for this question. It has to be a real tennis ball.
And this is probably the answer, the like Griffith Park dog park. There's usually a few tennis balls lying around, so you pick one up and throw it.
A used dog tennis ball.
But they say you're not supposed to give them regular tennis balls anymore because they can chew them up and choke on them. There's harder ones you can get for them.
Mike's just lording his famous love of tennis over Jason.
I do play tennis, that's not exactly... I won't even count that for this exercise because I don't know. Scott, do you have an answer?
I do because I have a little boy now. So I have gone to buy a basketball and a basketball pump and another basketball pump because I forgot I bought the previous pump.
Nice.
show you both of them here in the garage.
Is there a hoop? Is there a hoop anywhere?
There's not here, but there's a bunch around town.
Okay.
The greater Burbank area. We find our spots.
Yeah. I have
golf clubs over there. Those have been around for a long time, but I do golf.
We moved into renting a house now. So I was like looking, I could get a basketball hoop here. I could do that. At least the child's version of Fisher Price.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask our guest, bring him into this. I assume maybe it's been more recent.
It's been less than a week.
Okay. I mean, that's healthy. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play basketball and baseball weekly.
That's great. From the show's Physical, How I Met Your Father, returning to Podcast The Ride, Jaquez Neal is back.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you. Yes, let's talk about sports.
Yeah. What's missing from this show?
Talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Explain the basics of
explain the basics.
You said.
It's a little ball, hand-eye coordination, nice bat, you're trying to hit it over a wall. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's all you need to know.
I played when I was in kindergarten. Played baseball. And have I said this before on the show, the one of the best moments of my life was I went to a bachelor party in Wisconsin, and we just rented a house, and somebody had a wiffle ball bat. And we were all just taking turns throwing and hitting and whatever. And I was getting mocked by my peers, my friends, because how poor of an athlete I was consistently in high school and elementary school. And I got up there and nobody hit the ball more consistent and farther than me. I shut everyone up to the point where you can ask them about this. I'm not lying. There's many witnesses. I think it's a fluke, which happens to me all the time with sports. Bowling, it happened to me once. I bowled like a 230 or 40.
A 230?
Once. Mm. And then not again. So this is my situation with sports.
I know we going to be talking about stuff. Does anybody else bowl?
Anybody bowl? No, not really.
No,
not often. I like to.
Can I ask? Because I often think this. Bowling is the one thing I don't want to be great at. Because I feel like if you're good at bowling, it takes the fun out of being good at bowling. Right? Like part of the fun of being good at bowling is, will I get some strikes today? Like, will I have like the game of my life? Well, you know, you want to hit a strike every time. And when you do, it feels good. If I know I can bowl 250, 260, like, okay.
Boring.
it feels boring at that point, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I think maybe this is not what you're saying, but I feel also like when you go bowling, it's so much more of a hang.
Well, yeah, that too.
If you were also very good at it, it wouldn't have the same vibe.
Yeah, people would just be mad. Like, oh, here go this motherfucker again. Go ahead and get your strike. Uh-huh. Go ahead and curve the ball.
Because you would be much more like, I brought my own ball. Yeah. I brought my own shoes. Like, you would be a different outlier with the group unless you're with a bunch of bowling friends.
But I would still have my own ball and have my own shoes.
Okay.
With an average of 115.
Yeah.
You want to still be, that's more about like the style. Like you want to pick that color ball, you want to pick the bag, you want to,
but I just don't want to be like great. I could be average.
What is that, 150, 170?
Probably 150.
170 is a good score, I think.
170 is a great score. 170 is a great score.
Yeah, okay.
I bowled with somebody a couple weeks ago who was a really good bowler, like the curve and everything, and he got 167.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
And he was good. We was like, this motherfucker, this dude is great. Anyway, I just wanted to know. I've never asked that question to anybody else. So I just wanted to see what.
I think you're right. I think it would miss. It could ruin the hang. Certainly,
we've all bowled together at Downtown Disney.
Oh yes, at the lanes.
I don't remember how we did. I don't know.
I don't remember how we did either because we were eating like a big thing of nachos at the same, and like we had to keep like wiping our like cleaning our hands.
There's too much going on. Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the combo of snacks you're eating with your hands,
we had
with
full
greasy
meals.
Balls.
Yeah,
we had it's full a bad, meals.
Yeah,
because the table was right by the lane, so we were going back and forth between and bowl and do it, which was fun. But I don't think you could focus on either thing.
Yeah,
that well.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, whatever.
Only when it's theme park research assignment. To go back to your previous point, we're around sporting equipment when it's big and fake.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
exactly. We're covering everything for a long podcast.
Yeah, if they put a Top Golf or batting cages, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. You know,
at Disney specifically.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll be at batting cages to begin with. I love batting cages.
They're great.
They're so fun.
Yeah. There's a Top Golf here now too.
Is there?
Yeah, there is, near the airport.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, that's themed?
That's a theme?
We could review that.
That's always in like silly places like Vegas and where indoor skydiving is.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you just gave us an episode.
I'll see you all later. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good job. You gave us a future episode instead of doing this one.
And it'll help our health.
It will, yes.
Just moving a little bit and swinging a club. We're talking All-Star Resorts, the Disney World Resort specifically.
What a topic. No one's ever said it. We've never had it on a list.
I love this.
Specifically about the All-Star Resorts.
I love this.
They're
my favorite. I have so many thoughts.
Wow.
Sure.
So many thoughts.
Oh, boy.
They're my favorite.
There was a little discussion. Jason texted me and then I emailed about this because there was a discussion of what is under the umbrella of the All-Star Resorts.
Probably the ones with All-Star in the title.
Well, that's what we ended up on.
But
it became shorthand for all the value resorts.
It became shorthand for all the value resorts, which now includes Pop Century and Art of Animation now.
Yes, which are, I saw one video refer to those. Those are actually a tick up. They're called Value Plus.
Oh, see, that's a new name. That's a new name.
It's classification.
It's a new name.
happens.
So, and they have their, those two have their own complicated history. So yeah, we've sort of narrowed it down to the original
now,
three.
Oh, wait, who was on what? Was someone concerned? Was somebody like, well, Pop Century is going to be its own thing. So we
Jason was not concerned, but he just asked me, and then I emailed.
I was confused. I was confused.
Because you're right. Because when you think about those, when you think about the All-Star Resorts, I do not so much Art of Animation. I feel like they should just make that. It's more expensive than the other four.
The All-Star Union.
Yeah. But Pop Century does have, you know, a little bit of the All-Star feel to it more than Art of Animation. They were building Pop Century the first time I ever went to Disney World.
Ah, okay.
And my second time going to Disney World, we stayed in Pop Century. Like when it was relatively like a year or two old. So, and it felt very similar to the other All-Star Resorts.
It's, well, it's big stuff. I don't know enough stuff about Art of Animation to know if it's big stuff or not.
I don't know.
It is. It's big stuff.
It's also big stuff.
It's got a lot of sweets.
Okay.
Themed after the movies.
Yeah.
So that's partly why it's popular. And those two, I think, elevate it a little in price-wise. Still pretty inexpensive. But they sit on a lake, and they have the Skyliner station in between.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. Like, okay, that's why it's worth it. I just did the search for like 3-4 weeks from now, like in between the holidays, how much do hotels cost? And some shocking numbers that coming out of Florida for those hotels.
Ooh, I want to know.
Numbers, not since the deep COVID era have shocking numbers coming shocking out of Florida.
I'm talking like some of the hotels, $1,000 a night.
Oh, and my like, God.
The high-end
the
ones?
The higher
that's
end.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Because these hotels are the nicest Disney hotel is not that great.
Isn't that right?
I think like maybe decor wise, maybe lobby and vibe, and like the convenience of proximity to a park or some other perk. But like, and I'm sure the suites that where you'd go, oh holy shit! But like, I don't know. So many Disney hotel rooms are just like
Hotel rooms.
Yeah,
hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. The only hotels that I would stay at that wouldn't be a value resort, and is at this point, it's not even about like cost. Mm-hmm. It's just about principle. Like, I don't want to spend this much money for an upgraded Holiday Inn. But the only ones is the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I got to be staying on that side where the giraffes are.
Yeah,
I want a giraffe right up to my damn balcony.
Have you done it?
I started planning a trip, and I was also like planning a Europe vacation, and to go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge was like, for the whole thing, it was like $8,000. And I was like, all right, maybe not at the same time I'm planning a Europe trip.
Yeah, right.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But that's the only one I would pay that much money for, and a Boardwalk Hotel, because it feels like a not.
Yeah.
It feels like you're not at Disney when you're standing on that lake with the yacht resort across the hall and shit like that.
And it's fun to walk.
It's fun to walk to Epcot.
You walk to Hollywood Studios a little farther, but it is fun.
Yeah.
Every other hotel can suck it.
Not worth it. Wait,
it's not worth it to me.
No intrigue. Like, I love the vibe of the Polynesian. I don't like that price. Okay. I don't. But like, does that do anything for you, vibe? If it was more reasonable.
If it was more reasonable, like, because that's the thing. If it's a dope vibe, sure.
Yeah.
If it's a dope, the Polynesian. Although I will say this, the last time because I've been to Disney World quite a bit, and I've gone to other, I've gone to the other resorts just to like check them out or eat in them because they have good restaurants. Last time I was at the Polynesian, that's somewhat similar to like Hawaii, correct?
Yeah.
I had not been to Hawaii yet. Now I went to Hawaii for the first time last year.
Oh, great.
And now I'm wondering what I would think of it if I went and checked it out now. Now that I know the vibe of Hawaii, I don't know. Would it make me, would I be like, this actually is worse?
Well, it has to be worse.
Well, yeah, it has to be.
Because you're not there. You're not in Hawaii. I would say it accurately, I think it does feel like Hawaiian hotels in that it was built in the early 70s. And it kind of like, only so much remodeling can take away the early 70s feel of it.
Yeah.
So I do, I feel transported just, but that's, I'm after like 70s vibes anyway.
Gotcha.
So you might be like, I don't know where you stayed in Hawaii, but you might be like, this is old and stinks.
I know. I like old and stinky. You know, I appreciate old and stinky. I like what they call balconies in Hawaii, the lanaus or. No,
I don't know the lanai.
Oh,
is that what a balcony is? I know that.
Or a patio.
I can't define
yeah,
it.
They okay. don't call them patios or balconies. They're called like lanais or something like that.
I feel like last time you were on, you were saying, I think you went for the first time when you were 21.
When I was 21, yeah.
Yeah, because like, I feel like that my half of my nostalgia, or I guess maybe more than half, for contemporary and Polynesian is because I went when I was little.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I was like five, and I was like, well, this is the greatest place I've ever been.
This is the greatest place ever, yeah.
So I could see it where you went later and there were other options, and you were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, so... In 08 when I went first time, 21 years old, I had never been to any Disney park. So, like, I'm going to Disney. We touch down. We get on that Magical Express. You know, they got the video going. I'm like, you know, we walk up. We pull into the actual resort. Everything is Disney, right? And then we jump to the, I stayed at the All-Star Music Movie Resort. That was the first one I ever stayed at.
Oh, this is the first trip ever.
This is the first trip.
Okay.
All-Star Movie. And I was like, this is dope. Like, it felt like Disney. Yeah. It felt like what a Disney hotel, what I thought a Disney hotel would feel like, which is big ass Disney characters everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just nothing, just Disney shit, right? It was like, all right, we're not just a hotel, we're a Disney hotel. And not like subtle Disney things, right? Like,
yeah.
It was, no, we got big ass statues of Woody, and we got big ass statues of like Dalmatians. The characters and Dalmatians. And like, I was like, oh shit. This is pretty tight. And then the customer service was nice and everything was dope. And I was like, oh, this is great. And
so you're getting the full, like, you associate All-Star Movies Resort with the experience.
With the experience.
In general.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
Cause,
huge.
Because to me, like, all right, yeah, we've all been to the Contemporary or stayed in it or something like that. It's a hotel. Like, you know, it's a hotel. Yeah. It's a hotel, right? You
magic
know.
Magic is not the operative word necessarily.
No.
Again, I'm after early 70s vibes,
right.
So I love the place. But if you don't have that, it's, yeah, it is not. Yeah, it's like maybe there's Mickey ears in the carpet.
In the carpet, you know, like a painting. Mm-hmm. The monorail going through is cool.
Monorail
going
through is the big selling.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool.
We were fetishizing it because I think we were, especially because we were little, and we'd have books where you'd be like the contemporary. But I can
imagine
if you have none of it, you go and you go, yeah, okay, it's kind of a weird big building.
Yeah, like I've stayed, you know, I've stayed in nice hotels before, like, you know, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing too is, you're not staying in your hotel the whole time. You're out a lot, right?
Yeah.
So for me, the room isn't a drawing point to a hotel. And like at this stage, I've seen a lot of Disney rooms. Like I've seen like the Fantasy Suites above Pirates of the Caribbean. I've been in those rooms and
shit.
Oh,
you went in?
Why have
you
been in?
Wow.
I went on a tour for my birthday.
Wow.
And they like took me through and shit. Yeah, and they show you all of that. And like those rooms like light up and you know, like trains be coming out the walls and like,
really? I don't think we've talked to anybody who's been in there. Yeah,
yeah.
What happens? This seems crazy.
So like every room in the suite has what they call a good night's kiss. And you can like flip the switch and your room comes alive. So every room is differently themed. So some rooms, like the wall, which just looks like a regular wall, will like start to light up and fireworks will pop off of it. Or other rooms, like the trains will pop out the walls and like the toys that's in the room will start coming alive and everything like that. It's kind of like the tiki room, like or the tiki hut, the tiki room, whatever it's called.
Cool.
So like that's dope. Like if my room did that, yeah, sign me up.
Sure.
But the contemporary rooms are just rooms.
They're really just,
they're just rooms.
Boxy. Yeah. 70s businessman.
Literal boxes that they put in. It was, we learned when
that's
we were
right.
doing.
Yeah.
Slid them in like
slid
drawers.
In. Yeah.
But that doesn't sound relaxing or magical.
No.
Now that said, you're in the All-Star Movies Resort. Like, I've never stayed in there. I've done Pop Century. Jason did Pop Century. Wait, nobody stayed in any of the All-Stars?
Well,
I have. You have? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Which one?
I've stayed actually at two. I have stayed at the I'm trying to remember the first one. I think we stayed at the movies when I was younger for a couple days, because sometimes you break it up to save some money too if you wanted to go one of the better hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, Lindsay and I stayed at the music one.
Which okay. is dope. I really yeah. like the music one.
I like yeah. it. There's a good vibe there, too.
There's a really cool vibe there. Yeah.
There's just like a little bar outside by the pool.
Yeah, you can swim right up to it.
It's, yeah, it's again, yeah, I get it if your like whole thing is like hotels and I'm going to hang out and I need a specific thing, like a specific vibe. But if it's like, I'm going to be here a little bit and like you can have a nice drink at the end of the night and go back to the room, it's yeah. great.
Sure. It's great. Sure.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Let me do, here's for the layperson, the overall picture of these resorts. I think Disney mostly had more premium options. It's more in that Grand Californian, especially like late 80s, the Eisner era, it's all of these kind of ornate, beautifully themed and getting kind of expensive hotels like Grand Floridian and Yacht and Beach Club. So then early 90s, these start popping up as much cheaper options. So it's kind of, there's sort of no frills room-wise, I feel. That's what I was going to ask you guys about. But they're also, and you're not attached to monorail or boats or fancy transportation, so you're not paying for that. But you're saving a lot of money. The buses go to these hotels. Mm-hmm. And they're also not, it's not the ornate Cape Cod-type theming or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is big objects and Disney characters, and here's a big tennis racket.
Yeah.
And so two of them open in 94, and one of them opens in 99. So it's kind of like mm-hmm. a new breed of resort. You don't really find any, like, I don't think there's this in Paris. Like,
no,
it's a pretty particular.
It's particular to Walt Disney World.
Yeah. And but those people save a lot of money for sure. And
there was a few things going on with the company at the time. They realized they were losing money to people staying on the outskirts, staying in like Kissimmee or staying in the outskirts. Yeah. The cheaper chain hotels, much more affordable. The other thing is, like, around 94, early 90s or so, you know, they opened a bunch of moderate hotels to
Caribbean
Port Orleans,
Beach and
Caribbean
such, yeah.
Beach. But there was a big emphasis at the time of keep people on property. The mm-hmm. most important thing mm-hmm. is we keep people in the bubble.
Yeah.
And that's what it did. For, I mean, because when we were looking, I mean, in 08, a night, these tickets were like $70 a night.
Wow.
And even now they're still like around the like 100 129 range, which is,
I was kind of shocked when I saw those numbers, that even I figured even these they were just charging way too much more, because
they're still relatively
Disney,
cheap.
But yeah. That's not bad at all.
I think $100 and under $100 was what they initially started as. Now they're between 120 and 190.
Oh, okay. So they've
season.
Gone up
so,
even more.
So still under $200.
Okay.
For now.
Opens
for now.
Up the whole, now you're not blowing the, which is what I wanted when doing Pop Century when we went a couple years ago. Like, yeah, I would love to not oddly spend $400 every night and not really see the
returns.
But then it seems to me like you're like, it's not even about that and the saving money for you. I think it seems like you like the places vibe-wise.
Yeah, I like the places vibe-wise, which is why I do like Boardwalk. I like Animal Kingdom Lodge, even though I've never stayed in those two. Like, the next time I go to Disney and I splurge, it's going to be one of those two hotels. Because, like, the vibe of it, for me, if I'm going, like, let's talk about Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, I don't know if anybody saw, obviously I've only been to current Disneyland, which is fun, cool. But if anybody saw that documentary on Disney Plus where they show like the old Disneyland hotel back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like when it was like really themed and had different shit, like that would have been cool. But now I'm like, all right, it's not that much there.
It's a Marriott.
It's a Marriott. Yeah, it's a very nice Marriott resort. The Grand Californian is beautiful. And here's the thing. I want people to hear me out. I'm not shitting on these hotels. Mm. Grand Californian is great. It's a beautiful hotel. It's dope. Yeah. I love sitting in there high as hell and just like looking at the wood. Yeah. The lobby is insane. So it's beautiful.
Just sitting in there. If I have nothing else to do.
Great. It's a great place to take a poop. Like if you need like a nice bathroom.
Bathrooms. The great bathrooms bars and restaurants. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not shitting on these hotels.
You're shitting in them.
I'm shitting in them. I'm shitting right in them. But I look at these hotels and I'm like, okay, these are really nice hotels, but I could pick these hotels up and put these hotels anywhere.
Yeah.
So if I'm paying this much for a hotel that I can just pick up and take anywhere else, like I can't really pick up any of the All-Star or Value Resorts or any of the All Star and put them anywhere and be like, where the fuck are we at? But at Disney, I'm at these hotels and I'm like, this makes sense. Like, this makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like no like cheap Motel 6 that just has a bunch of big toys outside.
Yeah.
Like there isn't, doesn't exist the version of it. Cause it, to me, it's like, it's your kid brain going, everything's big and there's a bunch of toys and there's like,
yes,
like it's fun. Cause it feels the vibe. It reminds me of like a Disney store or something, or like a big toy store. So you're not going to get that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, and then too, like just the, like the Grand California is like $700 a night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
it's got so crazy.
It's insane. And to do what? To look at fucking, you know, pins across the street, like what's the bowling alley at downtown Disney now?
Splitsville.
To look at Naples.
Yeah. Like, the last time I stayed, I had a view of the sandal store.
Yeah, like what? What?
Yeah.
So that's the thing that makes me upset too, because for that amount, I can go to Disney World and have a giraffe come up to my fucking balcony. Yeah, and like, you know, put his neck up to my, so you're not giving me anything different with these hotels.
Right.
To charge as much as you're charging. And the vibe of them is, if you are really doing a Disney like vacation, you're not in your room as much, even though you may have Disney like, or days where you stay in the crib or stay in a hotel or whatever, just to rest or relax. Mm-hmm. You're mostly just sleeping in the room for the most part, right? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And probably barely.
And probably barely.
You're like the, you know, if you're trying to crank through parks, you're maybe not relaxing a ton.
You're not relaxing a ton.
Well, especially now, if you're like, all right, I set an alarm for 6:50 because it's 7 a.m. I have to open the app. I have to open the correct app. I have to get off the Wi-Fi because the data.
Jason, I hate to cut you off, but remember, you have to stay up till midnight to buy the thing to get the reservations to get you into the app at 7 a.m.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I may have been looking at a June 2022 article. I wasn't looking at the September one, which is Sims update.
They made a point of making it more complicated. Yes,
that's right.
It's ridiculous. Don't get me started on it. Yeah.
You know what just happened to me with the Wi-Fi is I was on the Disneyland Wi-Fi and I tried to enter the, I tried to get on my app and flash my my pass that's only available on the app. I don't have a physical pass.
You don't have a card
anymore. You do have a card?
You don't have a card anymore. Okay, no.
No, I don't think. Yeah, yeah. And I tried to get on the monorail station to get into Disneyland. Admission, basically. And it would not come up. And it kept asking for a new password and a new password. I'm like, I know my password. I'm not crazy. I know what my Disney password is. And I'm not going to say it here. Don't do it.
Everybody took their pen and paper out. Like,
let's use some teamwork. You say your password and I'll say your email.
I was going to say, you can say your password, but people might not get the email, right?
That's true.
I think they can guess, but Scott, if a listener guesses it, Will you tell them if it is that? We'll have the listeners guess on Twitter.
I'm thinking what it is. I think you'd have to make a lot of leaps.
Well, let's let them guess.
Your security is pretty tricky because your email is password1@gmail.com, but your password is password2. So they're not gonna figure that out.
The security question: you have to know as much about the Beach Boys as I do. Just study up, and then you'll get it. But anyway, I was trying to. Basically, I could not even access my pass, and I was with somebody, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't go in right now. And then I thought, is it the Wi-Fi? And I got off the Wi-Fi, and I got into it right away.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi stopped me from signing into the app at all. Yeah. How does that happen? How does it block your password?
Yeah.
That's interesting. We've threatened to do an episode about Go Disney.
Disney.go.com,
which they're still using, and you have to, like, your app routes you from the app to a website to do certain elements. Like, to make reservations, you can't just do it in an app. It shoots you over to this, what is it, a company that Disney bought 20 years ago for the internet?
Yeah, it was a competitor of, like, Yahoo and ASG's. Right. And so Disney, in an attempt to become multimedia empire, bought ABC, they bought Go.com. And so Go.com is still the backbone of a lot of the company.
And it's so bad.
The thing supporting the backbone is they hire a lot of contractors for projects. The projects launch, and then they lay off the contract, so it's not.
But like that Wi-Fi, if that Wi-Fi was flimsy, even if it's working a little bit, I feel like if it was all in app, that you wouldn't have that happen a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but like it feels like if everything was just one thing instead of being routed from app to website back to app. Some of that stuff wouldn't happen because I've had that.
Because whenever I have to make a park reservation, it like routes me to the browser.
Yes. Why are you in the app?
Then why am I in the app?
Right.
And then I have to re-put in my password. It's so inconvenient.
And don't worry. They've only made it crucial that you reserve everything at all times. Every meal.
Food.
Every park day. Every ride.
Yes.
So that's fine. Just always be in the app, but also the internet's horrible.
It's going to be like a movie Minority Report. They're going to have a thing where they know what you want, and they'll have a printout before you even know it, and then that'll be in the app telling you.
But then the printout will say not available on the date, not available on
the oops, somebody ate the page.
Oh, I saw that earlier in researching this. I was trying to see like what are these hotels cost right now. So somebody ate the page.
Somebody ate the page.
I can't look at what restaurants are at All Star Music today because Dale the webpage was an acorn.
Yeah. This is people joke sometimes, like, why are travel agents around? Why is Apple Travel still in, like, not Apple Computers, but the chain Apple Travel? Why is that still in so many, like, malls or shopping centers? And the answer is for this.
Yeah.
Like, they will do this for you, and you don't really pay a fee to them. Disney kicks them the commission.
Right.
Oh, or, like, Disney, there are a million. We should become Disney certified travel agents.
You should.
You're right.
There's a lot of them.
The right host when you had that idea.
I just thought it would be a funny bit to do.
Yeah, Jason. I think
have links, and every time somebody clicks your link, you get a commission with a book.
Shit. Man, I'm coming around on the idea.
And they get access to other pools of reservations and stuff. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's kind of wild.
That's the only way to like beat this or win this war of attrition. As far as the Disney company's waging on us theme park fans.
Everybody's in their phone.
Part of the machine.
I haven't been. Last time I was at Disney World, I stayed in All Star Music, and that was 2018. And like it wasn't phones yet. Like we still had the magic bands. Like you didn't obviously, you know, Fast Pass was still the paper tickets still and everything like that. I think it was still the paper. Yeah, it was still the paper tickets. So it was like it was and now if I go back, it's just gonna be all phone, Genie Plus.
You can see between 2008 and 2012, they were doing a lot of interactive lines. Like in games you could play in the queue to get you off your phone. And at a certain point we're admitting defeat and we're pumping some money into the phones. Like people are going to be on their phones.
Always.
So we're going to be on
your
their phone
at all times.
But I feel like people weren't always on their phones. Like, in comparison, now people are always on their phones because you have to be. But
right.
In comparison, I feel like people were putting down their phones to a degree.
You nervous about going back? You think the vibe's not going to be good when you go back?
I am kind of nervous about going back. I'm nervous. I'm nervous about going back, which is why if I go back, the next time I go back, I will cheat on my All-Star resorts and do like the big one just in case. This is like, I think I'm probably not coming back for a very long time. Just in case is that. I mean, you know, outside of just a random trip. But if I'm going to like really drop the dough.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
Because they're going to probably, they're trying. I mean, they are. When I say war of attrition, they're trying their hardest to get us all to tap out going all the time.
That's what it is.
That is what they're trying to do. They're just
because we don't spend as much money.
Yeah. They don't want you regularly. They'd rather have us going once every 5 years and very rich people going all the time.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
And people like they do not like you because you're like, I'm just going to have a Cliff Bar for breakfast and coffee in the room. No, you buy all three of those meals.
We are in the process of some weird like computation that is happening, an aggressive computation. It's not about like staffing and stuff. It's about maximizing the type of person that's spending the most money in the park. So with the reservation system, you can keep out the annual pass holders until you need to fill up the parks with more of them because you'd rather have them than nobody. But if you can keep them out until like people that are going to spend more money are stacking up in the parks, that's what you're going to do. So then at the last second, you can release more spots for annual pass holders to go, well, okay, fine. I'd rather have them in spending $5 if we didn't fill up with the guests that are paying more. So that's really what it's about versus like, oh, it's just for staffing. They don't give a shit about staffing.
No, they don't give a shit about staffing.
Staffing is everything.
They're about to lay a bunch of people off.
Right. They don't care.
that article just came out.
I realized it wasn't until I made a few jokes about it online. It dawned on me how close we were to the holiday season. They're threatening layoffs are coming.
Layoffs are coming.
My God.
It's wild. It's wild. Yeah, they don't care about staffing. They need more staffing now more than ever.
Oh, they need so much more staff. That's the other thing. You're saying, like, keep the annual pass holders until you just when you need them. They're, like, doing the same thing with staff. It's like, how little can we get away with?
Yeah.
Right. You know? Yes.
Yeah. So. They can get people. They just don't want. They don't want the staff.
Yes.
It's quite a culture.
It's pretty wild.
It's
pretty wild.
It's always like the thing that happens with corporations, and it always happens to some degree because I feel, but like right now, especially just in the world, this type of aggressive like number crunching is happening.
Data science and algorithm. Like when we were watching The Social Network and Moneyball, we didn't realize like, hey, remember that's this coming, interesting you're right. stuff? It's going to fuck your life.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That's coming for everything.
Yeah.
And that's what, and I've said this story many times on the show, but in some Don Rickles documentary, Bob Newhart says that the mob was it was better in Vegas when the mob ran it. And he's right.
That is a heavy told story.
I've said it many times on the show, but now it makes more sense than ever when we're seeing what Disney's doing, because the mob would allow things that didn't make that much money to exist. Mm-hmm, but now it's corporations.
So you're pro mob.
Listen, the mob is cool. You know, they dress nice. They always smell good.
Right.
Nice cologne. You know what I'm saying?
Nice taps on your cheek.
Nice little tap. They live by a code, you know.
I watched the first 45 minutes of Casino and Goodfellas, and I'm all in on the mob. Yeah.
You didn't finish them.
You didn't get to the end. You didn't get to the moral.
I ran out and bought suits.
This Lufthansa heist, they really hit the jackpot with this thing. Yeah. I wonder what happened.
Great.
You know, talking about the All-Stars, I watched a bunch of videos of people reviewing them online, and mm-hmm. there was one like very kind of dry informational one. They're like, hey, look, here's a benefit of staying at the All-Star. You get to book fast passes 60 days out. You get the Magical Express for free, and then it's just like, you know, you get to use Disney transportation. And those were like,
this is old info now.
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute, this is 2019. Two of the three are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's, and my heart broke when they got rid of Disney Magical Express. Everybody hates Genie Plus, I think.
Yeah,
what a bomb.
It's a bummer. Yeah. And so, like, you know, some of the things that, I mean, they still have the transportation that takes you to and from the parks, which runs pretty often. It's pretty cool. You're not going to drive anyway. Yes. You know, like, yeah. And here's the thing, like, yes, if we're standing at Boardwalk, for instance, you can walk to Epcot, you can get to Hollywood Studios relatively quickly, but you still need to take transportation to get to Magic Kingdom or the water parks or Epcot or Animal Kingdom. So, you know, every hotel, because Disney World is a city, so every hotel has parks that they're near. Mm-hmm. And but for the most part, you are getting on their transportation to get to and from most of the places. So, like, the fact that the All-Star Resorts were never, like, walking distance to many of the places wasn't a big deal to me. Because I'm getting on a bus for 80% of the shit I want to go to anyway.
You might be at most places anyway.
Places, right? You know, so it's not that big of a deal. The one thing that somebody brought up to me was, and one of you guys just said it, you were researching like what restaurants are at the All-Star. They don't have any restaurants. They have they have the big cafeteria.
Right.
So they have, and each cafeteria has like 3 or 4 different styles of food that they'll sell throughout the day, so you can always eat and stuff like that.
The
one thing I like about Disney World is they got pretty good restaurants at some of the hotels. Hotels have great fucking restaurants.
That Animal Kingdom Lodge,
it's so good.
I always forget the name of
Boma. Boma's a buffet.
That's incredible.
I guess it's all about how you travel. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are the type of traveler that, I'm going to eat at the parks, but if I want to sit down and eat at a nice restaurant that's not at the parks, I would rather it be, or just like walk up or anything like that, then obviously this is better to do at a hotel that you're staying at or you can easily walk to, right? The type of traveler I am, though, is if there's a nice restaurant that I want to go to, like, I'll look and research it before and I'll just plan how to get there, right? Mm-hmm. And it may take like 20 extra minutes. I may have to take a bus to the nearest park and then from that park get on a bus to the hotel I want to go to. But like, I'll do that, like, and I've had like really good meals, and it only adds an extra 30 minutes at the most, because the number one thing somebody told me when I first started planning my first trip to Disneyland or Disney World was just don't be in a rush. Never be in a rush. I took that to heart. So for me, an extra 30 minutes to get to a restaurant I really want to go to isn't that big of a deal for me. Like, I'm not in a rush. I'm not going nowhere. You're in the bubble. What I'm saying? In the fucking bubble already. Mm-hmm. So it's not that big of a deal for me in that aspect. Or I may plan like, oh, we're in Epcot today. Instead of going right back to our hotel, we'll just go to that, like, we'll go to the Polynesian and go to the restaurant there for dinner tonight and then make our way back to a hotel or something that.
Yeah.
There's ways around it if you want to go to the other restaurants that are throughout the other, throughout the whole resort. That doesn't really add that much time, but, you know, it's how you travel.
And you can take a Lyft.
You can also take a Lyft,
fairly
too.
Fairly inexpensively, at least when we were there last time.
Yeah.
From, like, a hotel to hotel.
That's true.
Except, remember, when we were on this end of the property, Lyft nightmare.
There was
a
Lyft nightmare where we came back late, and it was literally, like, roads were closed. And
Downtown Orlando from a live show we did, and we got, like, just trapped on the same road, back and forth, and the driver could not figure it out. Police had to, like, escort us.
Oh, man, that's rough.
It was, like, over an hour ordeal. I don't know if you can blame that it's this end of the property or anything, but it did, like, I was having like bad flashbacks looking at this area on a map. Sure. Like, oh god Lyft disaster
after 10 o'clock, who knows?
Who knows?
That becomes
but earlier is fine.
That's what I was gonna ask, is like, okay, you're fine with it being like cafeteria food court style restaurants, but you never found yourself in a situation where you're like trapped, where like, well, I'm not getting anywhere at this point.
No,
I'm stuck with these restaurants, which are kind of, you know, they're probably fine, they get the job.
No, I never did, because, you know, for the most part, the way I travel is if I'm at a park or if I'm out, I'm generally there for most of the day, right? Mm. And you know, and I always would get the dining plan, which with the dining plan is a little easier to kind of plan your meals out because you know where you, except for like the quick service. If you, it's easier to plan your table service meals out because you need to know where you're going to actually use them, right? Right. So, you know, and then, you know, at the worst, at the absolute worst, I'm still at a theme park. So, like, if I have to just order a room service pizza, like, it's not the worst thing. My bar is at theme park. And so if a whole pizza has to be just delivered to my room, like, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay for the most part. But, like, I've never felt trapped in a hotel. Again, last time I was at a Disney World park was 2018, so who knows what it's like now.
Yeah. I mean, that is, you mentioned the pizza in room, like pizza delivery, that is a common thing at the All-Stars.
Yeah.
Like they all kind of, I think one reason people like them is the consistency. Like there's a big food court in the hall. The lobby buildings are called halls.
Yeah.
There's usually a giant pool and then one or two smaller, like quiet pools.
Yeah.
You can get pizza. There's jogging trails. There's walking trails. There is like some
nature. So you can exercise.
Exercise. And they're all in a row, the three hotels. So
yeah, they're all relatively close to each other.
Yeah, so you can walk to the other all if you want just a change of pace. Now, you're going to find your change of pace is very similar to what you have just left. But
yeah.
It's at least very some similar different scenery.
I mean, but one cool thing about that is so they used to do like movies at the pool, and they would bring out the big inflatable screen. And one time, one of the movies was a movie, it was my fiance at the time, we didn't want to see that movie, but the other resort was showing a movie we did want to see, so we just like walked over to that resort. It took 5 minutes to walk over there from where we were, watched that movie, and then came back to our hotel. So like that was a cool thing to be able to do, and that they were pretty close to each other.
But I think these and this area, this is like the very southern part of the property. I think it crosses over. It is in Osceola County, not Orange County.
Is it
in another county?
Oh, that's so wild.
Disneyland border is in two different counties. But
I love this.
What you were saying about like, if I'm at the park, I'll just take a bus to another hotel. When I was a kid, like my parents were like, okay, and then if we have to get to a hotel for dinner, we'll have to get to the ticket and transportation center. Everything has built up, it's like, well, no, each park in Disney Springs are now like transportation hubs. So like,
if you
just get to one of those, you can get anywhere. Like
you can get anywhere.
When I stayed at Pop Century, when it's just like, oh, I want to go to this one hotel, I was like, oh, Disney Springs is right there. I'll just go to Disney Springs and then get a bus to the hotel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And depending on what time of day you're doing, like those buses run. Like if it's really late, you may wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you may wait a little bit for a bus. But if it's peak time or close to peak time, those buses are coming.
Sure.
Every 5 to 10 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what's weird about the county thing? I was like, wait, does this mean like, How are we looking on an electoral map? And in fact, most of Disney World is in Orange County, but then there's the Osceola Parkway, and that's the division line, and anything south of that. So it's All-Star Resorts, not Pop Century. Pop Century is in Orange, but it's just the All-Stars and the Wide World of Sports. Mm-hmm. And then outside of Disney, you know, it's right at the, literally at the line is the Margaritaville Resort.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
H2O Water Park. And so it's, so if you want to go to the Rockin' Brews in us, that's in Osceola County, but you cross the highway and you want to go to the Red Robin or the Applebee's or the Hooters.
That's in Orange County.
That's in Orange County. And Orange, at least in the most recent, this is governor, this is the DeSantis-Crist election.
Right.
Orange went blue, and Osceola went red. Yeah, yeah. So you're in DeSantis territory. I mean, all of it is, I guess, but electorally, you're in DeSantis territory at the Rockin' Brews, which makes sense with the right. Kiss connection.
Okay. Right.
But that's a Blue Hooters you got.
That's a Blue Hooters.
Wow.
And we know we love our Blue Hooters.
If you're a CNN reporter and you want to interview someone in some diners, this is the perfect place.
This is the perfect place. You just got to go right across the street.
I'll do Applebee's here, and then I'll do, you know.
Just got to avoid cars. Fast.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, right. I was just trying to get to the Denny's. I got to figure out kitchen table issues.
So wait a minute. So the All-Star Resorts are in red territory, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they were both.
Well, it's been real All-Star. Yeah, that's the
end of that dream. Well, you know, now it's trending that way with DeSantis and Chris. Literally, they were like one is plus eight for, Orange is plus eight for Chris and Osceola. So All-Stars went plus eight.
All-Stars went plus eight.
Voting on behalf of the All-Star.
Nah, that's what it was. That's where they were voting. They were voting right at All-Star Music.
In the Grand Hall.
Their main issue is that, like, look, sports is the first one on the bus lane. Like, so by the time the buses go to music and movies, there's so many people on the buses. You know?
Can't they redistrict to get the All-Stars
in Orange County?
Yeah.
Seems like they should.
They should.
Look, I mean, I was wondering, does any of this impact the way DeSantis is targeting the Reedy Creek district,
right? Well, yeah, right?
Like stopping Disney from doing. Although I'm starting to think none of that is happening, and that was all for show.
It was all for show.
It is not.
Huh? Ron DeSantis?
Does that not sound like the DeSantis you know?
Color me surprised.
What? Full of bullshit.
No.
I don't believe it. But I do wonder. Like, is it possible that? Due to like, well, they voted for me, so All-Star can keep doing whatever they want. But
if that's the case, then sign me up, baby. Sign me up.
He should announce his presidential candidacy at the All-Star
at the All-Star Sports
on top of a big star. Yeah. Or on a big football
right moment. On top of that football, right? Right on right. Top of that football.
No, his running mate is home run goofy.
First in line for the presidency, home run goofy.
They tried to ask him questions, but he just spits water out. The kids love him.
I like it. It's honest. He doesn't say a bunch of bullshit. He just spits from the heart.
Yeah.
One cool thing, though, just thinking about, like, the big, or one of the resorts has, like, the Donald Duck and his nephews, like, spitting out water and shit.
Mm.
One of the things that, like, bothers me about Disney now is every new thing, for the most part, is generally an acquired property.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Star Wars, Marvel, like,
right.
I think, like, the Mickey and Minnie Railway was the first, like, ride or attraction that they had built in like 20-30 years that actually used original Disney characters or some shit like that.
That is not something they acquired or something. Frozen in there, but
yeah, I guess Frozen. Yeah, it's pretty rare. But like the original Disney characters, like the Disney Mickey Mouse, like they don't build anything with them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I didn't know this the first time I went, but as I went back, I've been to Disney World 5 times now. As I've been back, I was like, it's actually nice to just have big ass Disney characters or sure. like Disney cartoons, like just kind of around and not Darth Vader or, you know, Star-Lord or, the Avengers or some shit.
Yeah. So here or the like industrial building where the Avengers work.
Yeah.
And maybe they come out and say hi
they'll come out they and time. Wave.
They're working. Keep they're, in mind, yeah, on
they're
the
very
clock.
Busy.
Yes.
Though.
And you can't come in here.
You can never be.
You can never see
here.
What's on the inside of this building.
It's fun to hear about sport goofy. Let's just get in the helmet. Let's just call out big stuff anybody likes. This here's the big stuff free for all. Okay, what is your favorite big stuff?
I like the big jukebox.
The big jukebox is cool.
All-Star Music.
Yeah, you
obviously.
Love rock and roll. Of course
I love
you do.
Rock, I love to rock around the clock.
I like, it's a little fuzzy in my brain right now, but I like the big, like, Broadway thing.
Oh, the show tune.
The show tune.
The marquee.
Yeah, the marquee. Like, I like that.
They have a few little street signs.
Yes.
And then a little mini Central Park kind
yes.
of field.
Or yeah, that was pretty cool.
Did we ever say there's three of them, sports, music, movies?
Yes.
Movies was the latter one added in 99. Mm. So anything we say, throw out big things from any of them. I just wanted to make sure we named the themes.
Well, I want to name the music genres represented. Mm. You have Broadway show tunes, you know, country, rock and roll, jazz, and then calypso.
Yes, one of the big five.
One of the big five.
One of the big five.
We're all always listening to a lot of calypso.
And I think that's Donald and them, right? That's doing the calypso.
The three caballeros.
The three caballeros.
End up being calypso.
Seems like kind of they had the caballeros in mind first, and then we're searching for like, and what music makes sense?
What can we put with them?
I don't know if we can name, what are the big calypso artists of the last 30 years?
That's a good question.
Harry Belafonte? Oh, no, who sings that?
Is he calypso?
Probably not.
Someone named Calypso Rose. All right.
Okay.
I like the name. It tells you what it is.
Calypso Rose.
There's a steel drum with Calypso, right?
Yeah.
Generally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jimmy Buffett has to have some Calypso-inspired songs.
Probably.
I will not allow you to say what? That Jimmy Buffett is Calypso.
I don't know. I think that is a real reach.
Let me see. A reach. He's got to have
you
a couple.
You can amend it with some, if you want to put like, if you want to call it like rum ipso or
rum
calypso.
Apocalypso, he has a song.
Yeah, so he's in the Ipso family.
Is it a Calypso song about Apocalypto? Mel Gibson.
It was a very weird scene where you suddenly are watching and you're like, is that Jimmy Buffett's voice?
I love it.
Even the Wikipedia of Calypso, what they're calling out is like Harry Belafonte's Jump in the Line. Like,
oh, so Harry Belafonte?
Yeah, there you go. You're right.
Yeah.
Or Under the Sea is Calypso. Oh,
Under the Sea. Okay. Yeah, they could have did Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't Sebastian, according, if on the official Calypso Wikipedia, Sebastian is one of the main Calypso artists.
Wait,
of
what?
The last
really?
40 years.
That's wild.
Just in the list, this is what I'm saying, that like Calypso enjoyed some waves of popularity with Jumping the Line and Beetlejuice and Under the Sea. Like
Sebastian is the second most popular Calypso artist.
And
of
they
all time.
Didn't use him. They used him.
Wow, they own the one of the most popular Calypso artists.
That's
ever.
So funny.
My gosh,
that's
and
so
only
funny.
Did one song. Well, no, did he do the sequel songs?
Well, if you're including the videos where the voice of Sebastian Samuel Wright has a big party at the Caribbean beach, maybe that's why. Maybe he's already associated with Caribbean beach.
Or also, would Little Mermaid came out when? 89?
89, I believe.
And All-Star Music was 94?
94.
Which means they probably would have started planning it around 89, 90. Mm-hmm, maybe they already had the plans in and they didn't know how popular Little Mermaid was going to be.
Maybe. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Huh,
maybe. Which seems weird because Little Mermaid was supposed to be like the movie that kicked off the new era of like Disney movies.
Yeah.
and I don't think, look, I don't know how much it costs to make a big thing. You know, but it feels like you could change
$6 billion.
Well, if it's $6 billion, then I think
$6 billion.
That seems high, but
it's a little high. This is why they didn't change it.
But you can make a big Sebastian. Maybe
you can make a big Sebastian.
It couldn't be as big. Maybe it's smaller. But
there's weird calculations. There's weird calculations all around because in movies. That's almost maybe the weirdest list. It's like, well, okay, that's a natural. We're going to theme the different wings off of Disney movies. And there's infinite of those to choose from. So, of course, you got to go with Fantasia.
Yeah, of course.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
101 Dalmatians. Okay, we're getting The Love Bug. Whoa.
The Love Bug. Yeah.
The Love Bug come from.
Yeah. It's a little random. It's very random.
That's very strange.
The streamlining of the movie's resort.
And then you get into The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. Which is my favorite.
I mean, that's great. I love that there's a big Mighty Ducks theme thing, but then you go to the pool. That's one of the pools there.
Yeah.
And you're getting. It's basically, it's like, it's Goofy playing hockey, and it's a big duck mask.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is the movie resort, shouldn't we be seeing Gordon Bombay and Goldberg and Keenan with the knuckle puck?
We should see Keenan.
They should definitely
have Keenan.
If they installed that now, a little boy Keenan perfectly.
Like Harry, like how Daniel Radcliffe's still at Harry Potter Land and everybody's little boy version of him?
Yeah.
If it's just little boy Keenan.
I would love I would go back immediately. I would go back immediately.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of push and pull. They're still currying your favor with all these different, these things are changing, but you get Keenan
in. You get Keenan in there, no, I am there. I am 100% there.
Oddly
exciting. It's a little odd, but like, still, big ass things.
It
still
is big, fun. Well, big ass I love things. The big duck shaped hockey mask.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, that's from the team, which we did an episode about, which I love talking about the team.
Yeah.
But they haven't owned the team in a very long time. So there's an, Wild Wing.
Wild Wing is the name mascot, of the,
yes, if the, with the goalie mask shaped in a duck way.
That's, yeah.
I do want to, I've never been over here, by the way. Have you been over here despite not seeing, have you ever been to the All-Star Resorts?
I can't remember. I just, maybe just passing them, but I don't think I ever.
I don't think you, it's really hard to, because even if you have passed them, it's hard to see them because they, once you enter into the area where the All-Star Resorts are, because they're not, you can see Pop Century from like just driving on the street. I think you can also see Art of Animation. Mm-hmm. But like the All-Star Resorts, you, it's almost through another gate. You have to go through another gate to get to the to get to the All-Star Resorts.
All-Star Annex. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go through the All-Star Annex to get there. So they're not like super visible from just driving on the Disney freeways or whatever, or Disney streets.
Yeah. Kind of hidden.
They're kind of hidden, yeah. Although I will say, speaking of big things, one of the things I love about them too is that they have their names just in big ass letters right in front of the hotel. They're huge letters.
All Star Sports.
It's really gaudy.
Yeah.
It's a gaudy hotel. Just with just like, let's just make everything as big as it can fucking be. Which I appreciate. I appreciate making everything as big as it can be instead of, let's make this luxury.
Yes.
This is like,
to a kid, it's like, that's cool, too, also.
A big Buzz, if I took my son over, like, if our hotel had a giant Buzz Lightyear, he'd flip out.
The colors, like the big green, it's just so in your face. All-Star Sports.
Limey gris.
Like a
lime
fancy
green.
Adult would be like,
please. You know what it reminds me of, seeing that picture?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, and we're all relatively in the same age range. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, as a kid, wanting to go to Nickelodeon Studios.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, and how sad it is to see that building now as an adult, because it still has the shape, but now it's all white. But then I think the Blue Man Group went in there. It's just nothing now. But like, that was when we were kids, and we all wanted to go to Nickelodeon Studios, right?
Yeah.
And so as an adult, going to a place that kind of like has that vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is dope. This is fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't see such big, splashy, tacky colors.
No, you don't.
Anywhere, really.
Mm, other than like the resort, the signs from the 90s that are still up in Disney World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exit signs that look like the purple painted Blizzard Beach. Yeah,
yeah.
You're hit in the face with that like 90s color aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, yes.
Now, I was a little... Now, this is Pop Century, not All-Star.
Pop Century, yeah.
But
I'll edit it out because it's not considered part of it.
It will be its own odyssey.
But I'll edit it out.
I joke, but
play music right here. Play
that
music.
That would be a fun episode. The odyssey to get Pop Century, both properties open, is like a 20-year ordeal.
Really?
Oh, Art of Animation and Pop Century.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh. Art of Animation did take a while. I do remember that taking a while.
2012.
Yeah.
But they started it...
At the same time? And really?
Yeah, they started at the same time.
Oh, what happened?
9/11.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Scott walked right into it.
Please let him ask me. Please, Scott, ask me. So, let me say my numbers.
But then 2000, so that delayed Pop Century, the classic years, what is we know is Pop Century now, that was delayed to 2003. The other one did not get open until 2012.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Pop Century opened in 2003?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I thought it opened in like, I was wrong. I thought it was like opening when I went to.
It was
new.
It was
Oh, they broke ground in 03.
In it, In 2001, it was almost done. They were ready.
Oh,
and they're
really?
Like, and then the tourism drop was so steep. They're got like, it. All right, close these projects. So they sat abandoned for a long time.
Oh.
And then they got the one open. And then the other one was abandoned for years. If you stayed at Pop Century, you would just look at dilapidated buildings that weeds were growing through across
it's
the
like
lake.
A Target on Sunset.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't know any of this.
The husk. the big husk.
Same thing, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like the premise... is the original premise, the art of animation was supposed to be the legendary years, 1900 to 19 through 1940. So think wow. about popular culture, like exciting, thrilling popular culture, like the Monopoly game. Like
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, so no, that's why I choked. Like, no, we should do an episode. The story is wild.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like looking at it now. This is pretty wild. That's struggle. Dope.
Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt.
We'll get on the pen. Yeah. You talking about 9/11 will become not a five-timer, but a 911.
9/11.
It did. It directly applied to the. It is not a circuitous thing. It directly affected.
Bob Newhart thing applied too.
Yeah,
it did.
There's a reason we tell these tales.
They're very important. You learn from them.
I was gonna say, Pop Century. Okay, I know Pop Century is a different thing, and we will make it its own thing. But the vibe is similar. It's you arrive in a big hall, as Jason said. It's a bit and it is pretty gaudy. The colors are I have to admit that when I showed up, I did not know the vibe of Pop Century when I got there in 2019. Got there, big old line, and a line with loud music, and with like giant yo-yos or whatever. And yeah. I was kind of thinking, what have I done? Like, yeah. I have to be here for 6 days. And it ended up being fine. I actually liked the rooms, and I liked the kind of economical nature of them, and they were just redone recently. But I got there and thought, oh my God, I booked a room in a cruise ship. I'm in a cruise ship accident, and I didn't know it's what I was doing, and I'm going to be nauseous every day coming home. And that wasn't fully true, but there were times... Here, what do you think of this if I throw this out? Am I crazy? Am I a joyless mean
adult? No.
If I say that I did want to escape the vibe a little. I'm like, we've done so much Disney today. Do I really want to come home and pass by a big lady in the tramp and climb the stairs into like a 50s diner, a record player? And like, I was a little bit like, this is the one I maybe would relax a little more if I wasn't confronted with these colors. And then, now I know Mike's glaring at me big time, but
yeah, no, I can't agree with that.
I mean,
I was in the 80s, 90s corridor, so I got to walk to my room and see a giant laptop, a giant old bulky
giant
laptop. Massive, three, four stories high. And I was like, I never want to leave.
You're telling the wrong guys. Built the 2000s wing, which will have the towers explode. You get to live in the exploding towers. So,
when you went to Pop Century, did you have a kid?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I think now I'm doing the math. Like, oh, he would love any of these. Yeah. Little star for sure.
I get that. You're like, all right, the hotel is my time to kind of, like, I want a little Disney, but I also just want to, like, kind of decompress before I go back to it the next day, right? Mm. I get that. I get that. Again, like, this is all, like I said, how you travel. I don't think it's joyless or anything. I also wondered, like, what I would have thought if the first hotel I would have went to would have been, like, you know, the Polynesian but as like, you know, coming into it and just ready for Disney. So it was Disney everything. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Something different. I'm also a cruise head, so I love cruises. Sure, I'm going on a Disney cruise in 2 weeks. So for the first time.
You're on a Disney cruise.
I know. For the first time ever. I've never been on a Disney cruise.
Oh, I'm so curious. We haven't talked about them a ton. Which one are you
just the one leaving from San Diego, Wonder, I think it is.
Interesting.
I think Disney Wonder. Yeah. One of their smaller boats, but it should be fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Do you know what the what's the unique stuff about Wonder? I don't know offhand.
Probably nothing. They have a big ass theater, so they're going to do a lot of Disney shit, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like live shows?
They have a lot of live shows on there. And just Disney themed. I don't know. I've been on many cruises, so I'm interested to see how this is going to be different.
What's do you go on like different types of cruise? Like we have any of us been on a cruise?
I went on a my family went on a Norwegian cruise line cruise to Bermuda, New York to Bermuda, when I was like in sixth grade.
Okay. Gotcha. But we're not like cruise guys. Is there, like, how many cruises have you been on?
I have been on, give me a second. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven, and by the end of this year, I'll be on nine. Wow. Because I'm about to go on a Disney cruise, and then I'm doing a Virgin cruise later in December.
Oh, you're fully a cruise guy.
The Virgin one is free. I got that for free, or else I wouldn't be going. But I got like a $4,000 room for free. Wow. So I'm definitely fucking going for that.
So have you gone on a variety? Like, is there the ones that are more adult vibe?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on, I mean, the nicest boats I've ever been on were Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
And I've been on like their like latest boats, which is, you know, they have fucking roller coasters that's going around. Or like water slides that take you around the whole park and just like land. They have lands. It feels like lands, you know, like it's crazy. And then I've also been like with homies on Carnival cruises, which is just party. Like it's partying and shit. So those are the two cruises I've been on, Royal Caribbean and Carnival. And I'm sure Disney is going to be a lot of kids. I'm truly just going to say I've been. Like, to say I've been. I feel like I've been on so many cruises, and so many people know I love like the Disney parks. Those are like the two, quote, weird things that I like to people. So it makes no sense that I've never done the two things together. So I'm going to like go.
You might you probably dig it.
I'm gonna have a fucking blast. I hope so. How much it is, because that's the crazy thing. Carnival cruises, a 3-day Carnival cruise I can take for like $400.
Really? Wow, really?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Wow. Versus this Disney cruise was not $400.
I want to start guessing, but that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, we can look it up.
But you know, I'm gonna have a good time.
Well, you'll have to come back and talk about it.
Oh, I definitely will. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what see if I have positive things to say about it, which I'm sure I will.
The cruise that we're closest to going on is the Star Trek cruise, the yearly Star Trek cruise.
You gotta go.
It looks like a big party.
Yeah. So I think theme cruises are, I've never been on one, but I think they would be very fun, because you just, it's like summer camp. You're just around a bunch of people who like what you like.
Yeah.
And you're like isolated, so you're forced to hang out with each other. Which it's kind of like going to Disney World. Once you're in the bubble, you're in the fucking bubble.
Sure.
Yeah. And you just kind of, you just vibe with it at that point.
Disney has that new cruise ship, the Disney Wish, was just unveiled a few months ago. And they sent a lot of like reporters and vloggers. And my girlfriend and I were watching all these videos, and we're like, I think we want to go on this cruise ship. Like, really hadn't considered it. And I was like, some of the germy stuff for the last few years is fading away, because we're like, I know, want to be on that cruise ship.
First cruise I went on at post-lockdown and pandemic stuff. Post-germy stuff.
I like pandemic is called germy.
The germy stuff. It's a nicer way to think of that era. There was the germy stuff.
Yeah. Very.
But for me, I'm like, you know, once I got past it after a day, I'm like, this is almost the same as being in like an all-inclusive resort where everybody's around and touching the same shit and stuff. So, you know, at least if I want to, I can spend all my time outside on a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
If you want
to.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah.
But I don't care, because COVID ain't real, y'all. Y'all heard it right here on Podcast The Ride.
I'm not editing that out. I'm editing Scott's Pop Century thing out, but I'm not editing that out.
I can't even see the big poster board that says The Truth on it. Hiding.
I've been sitting here with it above my head the whole podcast.
I
don't
know what it meant, but now I do.
What else have we not said about
the names of the bar and the food courts?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we think of these names? Because I'm a little bit let down by like a couple of the food courts on the website just use the same stock photo of a hamburger.
Yeah.
Not a good sign. Yes.
They're not really like showcasing, but like it's sports. It's End Zone Food Court.
Yeah.
The Grandstand Spirits Pool Bar.
Yep.
At movies, it's World Premiere Food Court and the Silver Screen Spirits Pool Bar. And then at the music, sorry, Intermission Food Court, which I think is the worst name, maybe.
That's terrible. Because yeah, movies don't have intermissions, yo.
Right.
The rare one every 5 years. Maybe a Tarantino, maybe.
Yeah.
Singing and the Singing Spirits Pool Bar.
Intermission is music.
I got confused. I'm so sorry. Yes, Intermission is music.
So it makes sense for the show tunes wing.
Only for the Broadway.
Not quite for the...
Sometimes concerts.
Unless it's like an old, like James Taylor might have an intermission at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
But
Beach
but
Boys
really.
Do intermission. Beach Boys
if you're old enough, you do an intermission, I think.
If you need to go and take your inhaler in the back.
Let's open one of these pill squares.
Singing spirit. Okay, so they're all spirits because that's what a drink, you can call a drink.
We all always call them. How about spirits?
John Taffer might call them spirits, but he's in the business.
Yeah,
you know?
He's in the spirit business.
Spirits, that's a bullshit. Name shut it down.
It's a little I think that the thing about the All-Stars is that after Disney World had been open for 20 plus years and stuff, I do give them credit for knowing, like, okay, this is how people vacation in this place. Mm-hmm. Like the All-Star, like that's everything a family blitzing through the parks. There's a food court.
I mean,
there's a coffee bar. There is a bar. I don't know the smarts about, like, all the bars are pool bars and they're mostly outside and it rains every day in Orlando, you know?
Yeah. Mm. But you're saying that it's appropriate, the level of thought put into the theming for the average goer of the All-Star Resorts.
I think, yeah, if you're kind of running in... running through all these things with 80% humidity, 6 hours of sleep a night, you might not notice that it's like, what, the intermission?
Yeah, you might not know that. The intermission, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating a meal at intermission?
And they do have like the pool bars. You can sit under them and they have like little awnings if it's raining.
Yeah, they're like,
but they're not like bars, like, you know, like you're not going down to the lobby bar if you just want to drink.
The smarter play was the indoor real estate was allocated for some of the biggest arcades you've ever seen.
Yes, that's right. I forget about it. I love the arcades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I rest in peace Disney Quest too. I miss Disney Quest.
Oh wow. Yeah. Disney Quest. Oh wow.
I did like Disney Quest. It was just cheesy enough for me.
You didn't grow up with it. You did it for the first time at 21.
No, I did. I grew up with it. It was in Chicago first.
Right.
It was in Chicago first.
Oh, wow.
So when I went to Disney World, because it closed in Chicago, so when I went to Disney World, I was like, oh shit, Disney Quest. I got to go back to it as an adult.
Oh wow. Nothing had changed.
Yeah, nothing had changed at all.
Oh, I'm so
nothing
jealous
had changed at all.
Suddenly you were in a Disney Quest city. Did you do a lot?
We went when I was kid. That Disney Quest became ESPN Zone.
Okay.
In Chicago. Oh,
that's a good change to measure.
Which was fun. It was where me and my ex went on our first date.
Oh, that's a funny first date place.
Yeah. And now both of them are, and that's an NBA store now. But when I went to Disney World, they had both the Disney Quest and the ESPN Zone, which was very fun.
And that's why it's perfect.
That's why it was perfect.
It's the best place.
But yeah, no, Disney, I did enjoy Disney Quest because it was just like a throwback to like a more fun Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So was your first Disney park was Disney Quest?
I guess so. Disney Quest in downtown Chicago.
Man.
That's miss it.
Interesting perspective.
Miss it.
Disney
now.
Quest was not long ago. Like, it was still in Orlando not too long ago.
Oddly.
I think like 2017 is when they shut it down.
I walked by in 2017. Still going strong.
Yeah, they shut it down relatively, like, recent ago.
Yeah, and again, nothing had changed.
Nothing had changed.
Nothing had changed. They put in the NBA experience.
So bad.
The going theme... entertainment going public was not interested.
No.
Because it was expensive and there wasn't a lot to do.
Yeah, and I loved the NBA, and even I was like, what the fuck? What is this?
The NBA experience, I would think it would be going to a game. That's probably, I can have the NBA experience.
You know, which... Disney World did have for a little bit, and the bubble was there.
Oh, right, right. Well,
speaking of bubbles, yes, all of the whole season during the Jeremy time,
was at the Disney World Resort.
It was in Osceola County.
Yeah, there all the
during, over the county line.
During the bubble, there was all the talk of like people sneaking out. So I wondered, did anyone like go like, I got to get out of here and go to All Star Music and take a look at the big things?
You know,
the easiest jailbreak to make.
Yeah,
yeah. Did anyone stay there? Did they make? I don't think you could like fit a lot of players in. Those are kind of small rooms.
No, that's true.
Their families were there.
Oh.
Their in the bubble.
Yeah,
like,
they had to stay in the bubble. But what hotels?
Some of their families were there.
Everyone
yeah.
was spread out among the hotels.
I thought about that.
I believe distribution was based on team rankings.
It was. So like the more, and the further you went, the more family members you could get to come and stay.
Wow. So they made that an incentive?
Yeah.
That's a little like psychotic. Play dribble good.
You better dribble good. If you want to see your kid.
We will allow one more child to come based on your dribbling.
Wow. There has to be a list somewhere just of which teams stayed in what hotel.
There is, yeah,
I'm sure there is.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is.
We gotta go back and look at that because that's fascinating to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that's how it. Well, did people have to be in the All Stars?
You would
did
think
literal
there was
All Stars be it would stay in the All
literal All Stars were in all the All Star Resort, or they all should have been in the Sports Resort.
All in the Sports Resort.
Yeah, maybe
that's where they put the family.
Yeah,
that's where they put the family. You guys stay in the value resorts,
right?
Because I think Disney World was closed at that point.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right, it opened in July.
There was a little
bit
of crossover, I think.
Yeah, it opened in July.
Because there were vloggers, there were people going like, I'm staying at the Grand Floridian. I cannot go in these buildings because NBA players are staying here.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's wild.
What a
time.
Yeah, things get scrambled up in a weird way.
Oh, we didn't mention that about the sports one. A lot of visiting... like middle school, high school sports teams will stay there if there's competition, like cheerleading competitions, or Pop Warner football. People will stay usually at the All Stars. You didn't stay at the All Star. You went on a band trip once to Orlando.
Yeah, we stayed off. We stayed off site. Okay, because it was the cheapest.
Because
option.
It seems like very easy. Like, well, you want your band to come and play? Why not stay at the All Star Music?
Come on in.
You all like music.
It's
right?
not that much more than the Holiday Inn or the what you're paying for outside. I mean, I think it was smart. Like, if you're gonna pay for a Hilton, which you know. Unless you get points, you might as well spend less money and just stay on property and get all the perks and shit.
Don't know the difference.
They don't know. They don't know the difference. They don't know the difference at all.
Yeah, like kids all traveling together at these resorts. I could see it. I'm coming. I think my icy heart is melting.
I did. Once you got past the hall, I was surprised that it's all pretty chill. I mean, the pool's a little noisy, but the vibe is pretty good at these.
I never really felt every time I've stayed. And again, like first time I went, I was 21. I'm 36 now. Last time I was there was 18. So how long ago was that? I was early 30s then. You know, I do not like kids a lot more than I did then. but and like, you know, in a cute way to not like kids. But like I do wonder like if I never felt like it was like frantic.
Too much.
Like I never felt it felt chill. Like even like staying in a pool. Like that would be the same in any of the resorts. Like, you know, all the kids and
some of the like fancier hotels, quote unquote, have pretty chaotic pools.
Chaotic like, pools, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not really, which is where I would spend most of my time if I was at the hotel. Like in the pool area, or, you know, maybe I would grab some food, maybe go to the arcade, but you're mostly outdoors, which never felt too wild to me.
Yeah.
I wonder how that would feel now, like, you know, in my mid to late 30s, if I would be like, one more kiss, splash me with water. But like, I'll probably be fine.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't get thrown into a rage.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't go into a fit. Maybe.
I think all the rooms at this point have been redone to something similar to like what we see in a pop century. I think everywhere is kind of Art of Animation, I think, has a lot more character decorations and stuff. But like, again, the way people like to go on these trips, it's like, okay, well, the second bed is a Murphy bed that when you put it up, it's a table. When you put it down, the table folds down, and there's a lot of storage space under the beds if you have
Is this the one you were saying at?
At Pop Century. Oh, okay. But I think all the All-Stars have been, like, turned into these kinds of
things. Oh, really? Because last time I was there, they were a bed. You could get a queen-size bed, maybe a king or a double.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do this, but if I can give everybody a little secret, if you ever go to any of the hotels, I always request two double beds. Move that little table in between and put those two beds together and get the fucking biggest bed you can ever sleep in, like in your life. And like, you put them both, and then when they come and clean them up, they don't separate them. They keep them how you have them, and just put them together, and you literally are just rolling around. Like, it feels like you're sleeping on an island, it is gorgeous. Yeah. And the only reason I discovered that is because Disney accidentally put us in a double room one time.
Oh.
And instead of one bed, so we were like, well, you know, this bed is a little too small for both of us to sleep in. So we just put them both together, and we were like, this is great. This is fantastic.
What's beyond king? It's an emperor.
California
king is only just longer. It's the same width.
Emperor king is
so
wider.
Yeah, putting two doubles together or two queens together is the biggest bed you can sleep in.
That's a good tip. It's amazing. For a home too. Yeah. Yes. Two beds.
But in terms of like people like, I don't really need an ironing board if I'm staying at a Disney All-Star, but I do need a bunch of USB ports.
Because there were a lot of those. You need that phone has to be charged.
It has to be charged.
There's no way around that.
Yeah.
I have one more little thought exercise before we wrap it up. These are big themes that they dealt with big, obvious, you know, it's sports, you could do big helmets, and it's movies, you have movie characters and music, so it's a big piano pool and all that. If they wanted to add one more, they want to keep All-Star, these are big primary topics. What would fit as All-Star 4?
I was thinking about this too before we got here, and this isn't the right answer, and this is not my answer, but I just got cryptocurrency was the first thing I thought. That's not the answer.
All-Star crypto.
Yeah. Because crypto.com is a lot of another exchange went belly up recently.
Yeah. The Miami just removed the FTX branding on the arena.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, so there's a lot
of crypto.com is coming up soon.
Yeah.
Oh, is it going to disappear? Really?
No.
That's insane.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Anything's possible. It's the Wild West.
By the way, I think. Sorry. I didn't know any of this. FTX Arena is where Miami Heat play.
Yeah.
And that they're taking FTX off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this arena might have been designed by the same architects as the All-Star Resort.
Oh, really?
For real?
I think maybe. But it's the firm. The firm's insane when you see it on the Wikipedia for it's built by Architect Donica.
Love it.
Name is like yelling
Architect
at you. Maybe I'm putting too many letters in there, but they've built a ton of like recent high-rise stuff in Miami, and I saw an arena in there, so I think maybe this arena is the same people who built the All-Stars. That's a crazy idea. If I'm wrong,
South Florida. Southern Florida. I get it.
Don't all hear this.
A lot of cuts in this one. But anyway, okay. Let's... how does that work? Because you know, I only vaguely know. I know there's like Ethereum and there's Bitcoin itself.
Yeah.
So are all the halls different now, defunct, increasingly currencies?
I think it would have to all be different cryptocurrencies. You know, Doge as the dog. We've seen that graphic. So there's a Doge wing. There's an Ethereum wing.
We've all seen that graphic. What do you mean?
Dogecoin is sort of a meme. Do we know what I'm talking about, anyone?
I know Dogecoin, but I didn't know it was based on like an image.
It's kind of a meme. There's like a kind of a funny looking dog's face that's often associated with it. And it's like... you know, it's like kind of started as a joke, but then like if you invested in the right time, you could be a millionaire or lost all your money. It depends what time you took the money out.
Mm. But I'm right. You don't have to cut it. Same same architecture.
Wow.
As,
wow.
Yeah.
Great. Now, nice. Michael, the interesting thing, the FTX story just keeps getting more and more interesting. I believe a chunk of the management team was all in a big polycule together.
Yes. That's a whole other podcast. But there were just like thing. Nine people living in a big house that were running the whole thing. They were all in their 20s, I think.
Yes, and they were all in one big relationship. They had a guy on staff. They had a guy on retainer who would fly in to resolve conflicts among this sexual polycule.
And these are the people who built FTX?
Yeah.
All-Star?
Management team.
And basically,
makes me love
it. Not
the architects.
We don't know how the architects do their business or who they have sex with. But that's the coin people.
Oh, the coin people. Okay.
We're all in one big thing, one big relationship. Yeah. So and then basically what happened was since all this stuff is unregulated, they were taking all people's money that they had invested and then using it to invest in other stuff, which then if you start running out of money, gets you in a lot of trouble. And the whole thing went belly up and people lost a lot of money because they had their money in there, but their money was being used to make other money until they ran out of money.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's
similar to Bernie Madoff. When people would give him money, he would put it in a checking account. He would put it in a Chase business checking account. When they would ask for a payout, he would make a withdrawal from that checking account.
It's what happens at regular banks, but there's just more regulation on it. Basically, like your money in a bank is being used to make the bank more money.
Yeah.
But it's not being used as recklessly, I say, not really knowing if I'm that's true.
Been at it for longer. They just know how to do it.
FDIC, in short. It's guaranteed by the government.
Right. Yeah. So there's more some quote unquote protection there.
What are NFTs in the family enough that
they're in the family. They're crypto.
On the
absolutely Bored Ape is one of the wings.
Yeah. I don't know who else because what other IP do you have?
Yeah, everyone, I don't know. We know Johnny Depp has those NFTs about his son's the character that his son created in a dream.
Which are what? Which, is it a I'm cat? Trying,
no, is it a bunny?
It's the bunny man. It's a bunny.
Is it worth like $10 now?
Yeah. It's a good point. It might actually be skyrocketing. On tour with Jeff Beck, and everyone needs these NFTs that were made by Johnny Depp. I don't know.
The Paris Hilton one, I think, is that they gave out to all the Tonight Show, that she's like on the Tonight Show. Yeah. Like, I'm giving everyone an NFT. That, I believe, is worth like $3 to $10.
Love it.
All right. Okay.
Love it. Hey, man, that's a cheeseburger.
That is true. Yeah, that is
a cheeseburger. That's a free cheeseburger. It's not
What do you call then? Can you name like the food? Court or the pool, like I'm sorry, this is all on you because
blockchain spirits,
yeah,
okay, I like that. that's the bar and then the
ooh,
cafeteria.
What's the food court?
That's a good question.
Bitcoin,
Bitcoin,
Bitcoin.
Here's the coin bites. I don't want to be insulting, but that's a little too clever for the precedent set by the other All Star.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
In a better place, you're right. That's a perfect name.
So is it called like the trading? The trading post. But it's a pun because you trade the coins, but also you eat food.
That's fun. What about just like transaction cafe?
I think you got it.
I think that
feels right
for the thought exercise.
That feels the best.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would eat there.
I would eat there.
Surprise. Listen, you can't mess up a Mickey waffle.
No.
You know?
No matter how dumb
the name is, Mickey waffle stays the same.
Well, that's a beautiful sentiment, and I guess on that note,
on that note,
you survived.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So great talking to you.
This was great. Oh, I love All Star. I love talking. I've never got to express my love for the All Star Resorts.
You made me love them. I think.
Yeah, listen, right? I think it's cool. I think if you're going to save some money.
Yeah.
But without sacrificing, like, enjoying the area you're in. And then also when I compare the prices, like the cheapest hotel at Disneyland is Paradise Pier.
Yeah.
I can fucking stay at Red Roof Inn. down the street, like, instead of paying $300 a night. But the cheapest hotel at Disney World, I ain't getting that nowhere else, so I mess with it.
Yeah. Jaquise, I have an update for you.
Ooh,
but
please.
A thing we talked about on your last appearance.
Yes.
Because the DuckTales World Showcase Adventure came up. As of the end of September of this year.
End of September of this year.
Kartika Rodriguez, the vice president of Epcot, in a Disney Parks blog post.
Kartika Rodriguez.
Yeah. She said, coming later this year, the DuckTales World Showcase Adventure is going to happen.
It still hasn't happened yet.
We are running out of...
A year ago.
Even saying in September of this year, even saying later this year,
Running out of time.
So, but maybe... Yeah. People were speculating, well, maybe for the busy Christmas season.
Listen, if that's the case, please, somebody let me know. If you go to Disney World during Christmas or any time between now and New Year's Day and it's there, let me know. Because I still don't know. I recorded this in May of 2020. I recorded Donald Duck for this
This was, as a reminder, this was because there's a thing in the cartoons where in DuckTales where Donald Duck is voiced by Don Cheadle.
Yes,
Don Cheadle-ified.
I was the Don Cheadle Donald Duck. So he swallows like a voice modulator, and then somebody asked me, like, do the voice. I was like, bro, that was almost 3 years ago. I don't remember it. But he swallows a thing and then becomes like smart Don, or just no suave and good talking Donald. Okay.
So this is a scavenger hunt that you go around the countries in World Showcase and you use the Play Disney Parks app. I cannot attest to how much of go.com is the backbone of that app.
It'll never work.
I will tell you that app takes up a lot of room on your phone and it makes your phone very hot. So if it's a cold day, warm up by downloading the Play Disney Parks app and going to World Showcase to do the DuckTales World Showcase Adventure and hear Jaquise's voice.
Please do. I mean, I am upset that I haven't been given free tickets to go see this. I should talk to my agent or my manager and be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
I have a voice at Disney. They can run me a ticket.
I think so.
I don't even have to stay at a hotel. Just run me a ticket.
Yeah. Although, if you can get them to also cough up a little All-Star room.
I'll take a week back at All-Star Music. I'll take that. Sure. Give me a nice pizza.
It's second on the bus.
It's second on the bus.
So hopefully a lot of people have gotten off at sports, gotten off at music.
I can sit down for a couple seconds.
And you can sit down. Yeah.
Full exit through the gift shop. Anything else besides the, you can't even, maybe if you can be heard in Disney World and we don't know, and we do that if you can, but anything else you'd like to plug?
Watch Physical on Apple TV. I'll be, like you said, in the upcoming season of How I Met Your Father, which is a Hulu, which is a Disney show. Disney made me take an hour COVID class before I can go to set. It was great.
I didn't know this policy.
It was fantastic.
They recently dropped the vaccine mandate.
Dropped it. So. Yeah, I missed it by a couple months.
Is anybody fun in the video? Do they have characters? Gosh, be careful. Yeah, no,
yeah, I wish that would have made it more interesting. Like, it was just a lady talking. And then also, if anybody, if you're in LA, come check out Comedian Feud, which is I host a live version of Family Feud with comedians and TV people and all the fun shit at Elysian Theater every month. So come check that out.
Oh, great. Theater. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I just also just thought, it'd be like perfect thing to do. They don't have to do it anymore, but to illustrate the 6 feet, you get Pinocchio Lion.
Ooh.
And you lie to a perfect 6 feet nose distance.
they missed.
To serve as a living ruler.
Right. They missed. A Disney COVID video. That's a perfect thing.
You get him to say, you get him to say, COVID isn't real. Yeah. Then his nose grows.
Although, that could be a pretty dope pool design. Just have Pinocchio at the top and his big ass nose is the pool.
big narrow
a big narrow
like Olympic labs.
It turns into the bird's nest.
Oh,
that's when cool. It gets long enough. So
that's right. And that's the jacuzzi, maybe the all jacuzzi. The way at the end. Is a little
fantastic.
Bird
yeah,
that's right.
Great ideas left and right for our first stuff. You can find us on the socials at Podcast The Ride on the currently technically existing socials, but we'll see where things go.
We'll see what happens.
Merch is available on our TeePublic store for 3 bonus episodes every month. Check out Podcast The Ride, The Second Gate, or get one more bonus episode on our new tier Club 3. You'll find all that at patreon.com/podcasttheride. And Mike, I know you got all those edits to do, but if you wanted to just toss some some fun calypso music in as an exit, just a suggestion, but you don't have to.
I'll put Margaritaville. I'll put Fruitcakes. Any of the Jimmy Buffett songs at the end.
Sebastian calypso. The Crab.
Does Jimmy Buffett ever sing with Sebastian the Crab on any sort of Disney album?
You can put it together.
Yeah,
it seems hard.
Look, take your collection of Jimmy Buffett stems and lay Sebastian the Crab over top of it.
All right, fine. I'll do that.
Okay.
And it's playing now. And if it doesn't play right now, I got very busy. So I apologize. If it's not about to play and you don't hear anything, you just hear the Forever Dog sting, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. If you put in Tropicalia music instead of Calypso.
No, big fuck up.
If you do that, don't include my voice in this episode.
All right.
Now that's some editing.
Ever. You got a choice. Which one is harder to edit?
Be careful. Well, lightly.
Pay attention for what's about to happen.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.